It was Tuesday morning and I was getting up. I went downstairs, ate breakfast, and went to KBNF for my radio show. When I arrived, I began to pick out music. I was drawn to a CD that I had never seen before. It had a flame on it and said Inferno. I didn't think anything of it and put it into my pile of possible choices. When it was time for my show, I played Inferno and got a call from a Hollywood producer named Casper.
My name is Casper von Oxenberg, the famous Hollywood producer. Is that the Inferno song you're playing?
He asked if he could have the CD.
I want the disc.
I told him that's not how it works and hung up. I started to get suspicious about the CD, so I decided I would take it home and research Inferno. I called the man back and tried to ask him why he wanted it, but he said he had never heard of it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I asked, how come you wanted it? He didn't answer and hung up. That really got me suspicious. He called me back and asked for the disc.
I want the disc.
I thought you said you had never heard of it.
I'm on my way over.
He asked if he could come over. I said sure. I was beginning to give him my address, but then I realized that he might steal Inferno, so I decided to give him a false address. I met him in front of the house 15 minutes early. He arrived and said that he would give me $1 million for the CD.
How about $1 million?
I told him I would think about it. Then we talked more when he left. I went home and examined the CD. I found a phone number on it and dialed.
Hello?
It was an old DJ, Jeff's sister, Ashley. I asked if she had ever heard of Casper. She said that he had been best friends with Jeff until he came up with an idea for a radio show called Inferno.
Then Casper became jealous and tried to steal his idea.
Shortly after, Jeff died in a car accident.
In his will, he said that he wanted another DJ from KVNF to fulfill his dream. Casper has been searching for the CD ever since.
Next, I told her that I might want to pursue the story.
There is one more piece of information you should have. If you turn the music low volume and backwards, you can hear the story.
I went home and did what she told me.
Our story begins like this.
And I could hear the story. I wrote it down. The next day, I went to the station and fulfilled his dream. The story was incredible. Before I was done playing it, 3 calls came in from Hollywood producers. And the next day, I got 10.
Steven Spielberg's on one for you.
And Quentin Tarantino on line 2.
Everybody wanted to turn the story into a movie. Allie helped me negotiate the contract.
Nope, we want $20 million.
You can't have it for less than $20
million. For you, $20 million.
Then we got $20 million, and we donated all the money to KVNF.
KVNF, may I take your pledge? $20 million?
Now we broadcast live nationally.